Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org. You can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and you can head over to the NPR shop to pick up a copy of our new double CD set, The Best of Not My Job. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Matterwin from Arlington, Virginia.
Hey, how are things in Arlington?
Hey, things are good.
I'm glad to hear. What do you do there?
I'm the executive director of the Public Notice Resource Center, which is a small nonprofit group.
In the Public Notice Resource Center?
That's it. We work on keeping public notices in newspapers.
Oh, so you're the guys responsible for those pages and pages of agate type with legal notices in my local newspaper?
Absolutely, the best part.
You know, I've always thought that, but I was waiting for a kindred spirit to agree with me. Ooh, I do love those doing business as advertisements. Well, anyway, welcome to the show, Matt. You're going to play Who's Carl? This time, Carl Castle will once again read three quotations from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
Here's your first quote.
He's been under my protection for the last month. Now I'm entrusting him to you. Give him back. Give him back to me.
That was very moving.
Thank you.
That was the defense lawyer for a man on trial in Washington, D.C., as his case finally went to the jury this week. Who is it?
Scooter Libby.
You're exactly right. Very good. The 12 men and women of the jury are deciding whether Mr. Libby is guilty of perjury and obstruction of justice. But we figured that on the first day of deliberations, the jurors talked about that crazy summation by Libby's lawyer. After Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald calmly told the jury there's no way Libby could have just forgotten his role in revealing the CIA job of Valerie Plame, lawyer Vernon Wells for the defense stood up and did his best, well, his Al Pacino impersonation from And Justice for All. He paced the courtroom. He begged the jurors to consider that Mr. Libby simply forgot what he said. He ended with what you heard Carl recreate, this heartfelt cry to return Libby to his warm embrace, pushing back tears and sobs. He then screamed at the judge, "No, you're out of order! Attica! Attica!" It's very nice. All right, here we go. Here is your next quote.
You gotta realize the frustration. You can look out the window, and you can see, there's the gate. And if you let us off the plane, we can walk there.
That was a passenger in a certain airline telling Newsday that his flight was so close to the gate, he could taste it, but he still had to sit on the plane for hours. What's the airline?
I think that's JetBlue.
It is. The discount airline collapsed in the face of last week's winter weather like a wet paper bag. Who knew it would snow in February? Some planes were stuck sitting on the tarmac for 10 hours or more, which in essence turns a group of strangers into an improv reenactment of The Lord of the Flies. The airline CEO has posted a video apology. He says to customers he can feel their pain because sometimes his private jet runs out of fresh cream for the strawberries.
You know, I'm a right-wing Republican capitalist pig, and I am so ready to have the airlines nationalized. You know,
really?
and to have their management sent to the gulag and shot. I remember when it was fun to fly. I mean, it was went up in the air and looked down at things.
And they had silverware.
They had silverware.
And the right? Flight attendants did something besides walk up and down with garbage bags?
Saying, yeah. Sit down and shut up.
I'm sorry, I can't eat my two pieces of biscotti that fast. Come back in 5 minutes.
It is just sky steerage. You know, the planes aren't even clean anymore. I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting. And I think that we need to bring back the old Soviet Union.
Aeroflot.
Aeroflot, yeah. No, I mean, Aeroflot is what they deserve, you know? I mean,
all this having been said, if this all results in, like, really cheap flights on JetBlue, I'm there.
I know. I was actually planning a trip, and I'm like, I bet JetBlue is cheap. save $100, I'd sit in a runway for 10 hours. All right, one more quote for you, sir. Here it is.
There were only two of them, but they made a whole frontage. Huge, compelling, pneumatic.
All right, we feel a little bad about this one, but we're obliged. That was the economist offering a eulogy for someone's bosom. Whose?
I think that would have to be Anna Nicole Smith.
It is, in fact. We've been avoiding the story, but here we are, 2 weeks after her death. Anna Nicole is dominating the cable news channel. CNN, Fox, and MSNBC aired breathless coverage of the trial over who would get custody of her body. At week's end, the judge in the case tearfully ruled that the body should go with the guardian of her daughter. Now, personally, I find the story a little depressing because as far as I know, out of all the men in America, only Carl and myself have no legitimate claim to be the father of her child.
Speak for yourself, Peter.
Well, excuse me. Carl, how did Matt do in our quiz?
Matt had a perfect game, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Matt, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done,
Thank you.
Excellent job.